affordability is one of the main factors that migrants look for when deciding where they're going to go. When we actually look at rental affordability, how do we compare with the other states? In summary, there's room affordability-wise for anywhere from a 20% increase in house prices further to 50%.
Welcome to Perth Property Insider, where you will learn how to grow your wealth and improve your life using Perth property. Our show is brought to you by Investors Edge Real Estate, the highly rated and award-winning property management, sales and buyers agency servicing the whole of Perth. Now, here's your host, Jared Mann.
G'day, and welcome to today's episode of Perth Property Insider, where I'm going to be going into a deep dive on affordability. And it's one of the most important factors which will impact whether house prices can go higher and rental prices can go higher. Why? Because people need to be able to afford to pay more in order for these to continue to increase. And affordability is one of the main factors that migrants look for when deciding where they're going to go. Are there enough jobs? Are the jobs high paying? And is housing going to be affordable to get into for both purchase and for rent? So there's been a lot of sort of different murmurs around, has Perth reached its top of the market? And is there any time left in our run here? And I've been addressing the different aspects of why I think there's 2 to 3 years ahead in our market still. And today is no exception. We'll be going deeper into affordability, and I think the insights are going to be very interesting. So let's get stuck into it, shall we? According to the latest Real Estate Institute of Australia Housing Affordability Report that's just come out, affordability decreased over the March quarter by 1% in WA. Now, I never really like to look at just what's happened in one quarter. I want to zoom out. I want to compare how is WA going compared to the other states and where are we at overall. So let's take a look and chat through those things. So at the moment, our average household income per month is $11,318. That's $2,612 per week. And when we annualize that, average household income in WA is $135,824. So a bit of a benchmark to compare yourself to. Are you average? Are you above average? Are you a low average in that comparison? So average household income, 135K. We've got the average monthly loan repayment at the moment of $4,277. And in WA, that's 37.8% of the household income. So 37.8%. When we look around the country to the other states, we have still got the most affordable overall loan interest repayments for housing compared to all the other states. So ACT is the only state that has better than us, but compared to all the main capital cities, we have a much better affordability for our loans when we compare average monthly loan repayment with our average monthly incomes. So 37.8% of that household income is going to our loans. When we look around the country, we've got New South Wales at the worst, which is expected because Sydney house prices and costs of living so high, 56.3% of the household income is going towards their loan repayments. Victoria, considerably less than New South Wales, but still considerably more than WA at 45.9%, and Queensland's at 45.2%. So Victoria and Queensland, very similar overall sort of cost. When we then check out South Australia, well, that's actually similar as well to Victoria and Queensland at 44.2%. And then we jump down to Tasmania, 42%, so a little bit more affordable than the other three states. And the overall average for Australia-wide was 46.7%. So Perth, WA, still considerably less and have a much better overall affordability at 37.8%. So it's much more possible to own and buy a property here, which is what it translates through to. And when we look at the sort of difference between our percentage, and if we look at even the next bracket up at 40, most of the others are at 45%, that would allow a 19% increase in the monthly loan repayments and basically translate through to a 19% increase in house prices. That's a further increase than what we've already had before we're even on par with Victoria, Queensland, and South Australia. And imagine if we, you know, that's just to get to those three. If we went to 56.3%, I haven't calculated that out. I just calculated that out to be a 48% increase in the average loan repayment compared to where it is now. So to go, that would basically be possible for us to translate through to a 48% increase in house prices to be on par with New South Wales, with an overall 56% of our household income going towards loan repayments. So pretty crazy when we think at just how affordable we are compared to New South Wales still, and how much potential upside there could be anywhere really from 20 to 48% still ahead before we start, you know, really hitting the worst of affordability that we see in New South Wales and the lower end of that range for the other three states. So encouraging to see that it's still possible to buy a house here compared to the other capitals, and that there's still room for further upside in the house prices for those of us that are investors and do have multiple properties at the moment. That's good news. Now, when we actually look at rental affordability, how do we compare with the other states? Well, we've currently got 23% of our average household income that is going towards rent. And when we dance around the country and have a look, 27.9% in New South Wales, 21.3% in Vic, so a bit more affordable in Victoria. Queensland, 22.7%, so that's on par with us at the moment. South Australia, 24.7%, so bit more expensive in South Australia. Tasmania, 27.3%. That's on par with New South Wales and a lot more expensive. In Northern Territory, 24.8%. ACT is the most affordable of all at 19.6%. And the overall average for Australia was 24.4%. So we're still below the overall average. And when we consider that our current rental price is $650 per week as our median, if we went to a 28% overall household income going towards rent, and that would put us on par with New South Wales, that would basically allow our rental price to increase to $731 per week, so a further $80 per week. And I've predicted a 10% rise over the next year, so certainly it shows that we've got the affordability compared with the worst, you know, South Wales in the country to do that. And when we normally test our tenants whether they can afford a property when they apply, we use a 30% rule of thumb. So we look at their household income, we check that it's not exceeding 30%, the rent's not exceeding 30% of the household income. And so ultimately, I feel like all states could go as high as 30% before we start to really break things. And if we went that high here in Perth, it would be an increase to $783 per week. And I know that could seem crazy, especially when we were at $350 a week only 3-4 years ago. But keep in mind that over the last 10 years, when I last checked it and calculated it, it still only had around 3% rise on average per year over the full 10-year term. So rents went from their $470, $480 per week peak that we were at previously, that went down to $350. We're now at $650. So I get that it's certainly difficult for tenants because it's not just rents that are increasing, it's the overall cost of living and all the other costs that are hitting the household. But landlords were due for some increases, and a 3% rise. Historically, rents have increased by around 4% on average per year. So that also tells me that there should be more upside just to return to long-term averages when we look back over the last 10 years. So what does that all mean? In summary, there's room affordability-wise for anywhere from a 20% increase in house prices further to 50%. And when we look at rental prices, a room to increase anywhere from 21%, taking us to $731 per week from $650, or 30% to take us to $783 per week. So we're still an affordable state. Average incomes are very high compared to the others, and that's really going to support our growth over the next 1 to 2 years. And all lights are still looking green for Perth and WA as far as decent runway ahead for growth, and no factors that are red flags yet to think that it won't happen. Hope that's been insightful. Shorter episode, but I went straight to the point, giving you those stats and broken it down for you. So if you've enjoyed this episode, do like and share and give us a review or rating. I really appreciate it. I read each one of them and they do mean a lot to me. And I'll catch you on the next one. See ya.
Just a reminder, the information discussed in this podcast is general in nature. As we don't know your specific situation, you should always seek professional advice before taking any action. For free market reports on your suburb of interest and other helpful resources to grow your wealth, make sure you join my property investor update at investorshedge.com.au/join. And finally, make sure you're a member of our Perth Property Investment Facebook group. To be part of the conversation with other like-minded investors, get help to your questions, and get a feel for what's going on out there in the market. I'll see you in the group.